Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we untangle the digital tangles of artificial intelligence, one question at a time. I'm your host, Herman Poppelberry, donkey by species, philosopher by mood, and occasional napper in the shade of a Jerusalem olive tree. My brother Korn the Sloth says I should mention he's currently auditing this episode for napping compliance. He gives it two thumbs up, well one the other's stuck behind his ear. This show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while thoughtful, it may contain inaccuracies. If you'd like to learn more or perhaps collaborate on a project involving sentient sloths or AI classification, visit danielrosehill.com. Today's question comes from Daniel himself, and it's a juicy one. How would you build a dataset to classify whether a piece of text is an AI prompt or not? He's imagining an annotation app, simple, mobile-friendly, just two buttons. Yes, this is a prompt. No, it is. He wants to open source it but needs to scrub PII, structure the data, and eventually use it to train a model. It's a full-stack data science dream, all starting from bed on a phone. So let's roll up our sleeves or hooves and walk through this step by step. First, the core idea. Text classification of AI prompts asterisk. This is more valuable than it might first appear. As AI systems become ubiquitous, understanding what constitutes an asterisk prompt, a structured instruction meant to elicit a response from a model, becomes crucial for security, content moderation, and even AI forensics. Is that email a phishing attempt written by a human, or a jailbreak prompt crafted for an LLM? Is that forum post a genuine question or a stealthy prompt testing model boundaries? A dataset that labels text as prompt or not prompt could power detectors in enterprise AI gateways, educational tools, or moderation systems. So how do you build it? Daniel's instinct is spot on. Start with annotation, but annotating thousands of text snippets is tedious. That's why he's dreaming of a mobile app, something simple with two buttons loading one text at a time. And yes, such tools exist. There are several platforms that match this vision. Label Studio Asterisk is a powerful open-source tool that supports text classification and can be configured for mobile use via a web interface. You can set up a project with a simple binary choice. Is this a prompt? With yes and no buttons, it supports PII redaction workflows and can export structured data. Amazon SageMaker Ground Truth Asterisk offers similar functionality with more enterprise polish, though it's less DIY. For something even simpler, Prodigy Asterisk by Explosion Makers of SparSci allows custom annotation loops and can be run locally, though it's not mobile first. And if you're feeling adventurous, you could build a lightweight web app using Asterisk Streamlit Asterisk or Gradio, hosted on a cloud service, accessible from any device. But here's the catch, PII scrubbing asterisk. Daniel rightly wants to open source this dataset, which means removing any personally identifiable information. You can't just release raw notes if they contain names, emails, or sensitive details. So before annotation, run your text through a PII detection pipeline. Tools like Asterisk Presidio by Microsoft or Amazon Comprehend Asterisk can automatically flag and redact PII. You could even build a two-stage annotation. First, flag potential PII, then review and redact, asterisk then classify as prompt or not. This adds steps, but it's essential for ethical open sourcing. Now, once you've annotated your data, say 10,000 texts labeled prompt or not, what does the final dataset look like? Ideally, it's a clean, well-documented package. You'd have a folder of original text files with PII removed, a metadata file, probably JSONL or CSV, linking each text ID to its label, a readme explaining the annotation guidelines. What counts as a prompt? For example, is tell me a joke a prompt? Yes. Is I went to the store today a prompt? Probably not. But what about can you believe she said that? Ambiguous. Clear guidelines are key. Optionally, include confidence scores or annotator IDs if multiple people labeled the data. This structure, raw data plus labeled metadata, is standard in NLP datasets and would make your work immediately useful to researchers. Think of it like the asterisk glue benchmark asterisk for prompt detection. And has anyone done this before? Not exactly, at least not publicly. There are datasets for prompt engineering, like asterisk prompt source asterisk or P3, public pool of prompts asterisk, which collect prompts used to fine-tune models. But a dataset specifically for asterisk detecting whether a given text is asterisk a prompt, that's novel, you'd be filling a gap. The closest might be datasets for asterisk intent classification or instruction detection asterisk, but they're not quite the same. So yes, this could be a valuable contribution. Now the final piece, what model would use this data? Once you have your labeled dataset, you can train a binary classifier. Start simple. asterisk logistic regression on TF-IDF features might actually work decently, since prompts often contain imperative verbs, write, explain, generate, or question words, what, how. But for better performance, go neural, asterisk fine-tuned BERT model asterisk, or more specifically distill BERT asterisk for efficiency would be ideal. You feed it the text, it outputs a probability, prompt or not. You could even go further and build a asterisk zero-shot detector asterisk that generalizes to new types of prompts, or a asterisk domain adaptive model asterisk that works across contexts, social media, emails, code, comments, and the applications. Imagine a browser extension that highlights AI prompts in real time, or a corporate firewall that blocks suspicious prompt-like inputs to internal AI tools, or a research tool that analyzes how prompt styles evolve over time. So to recap, Daniel's idea is not just feasible, it's forward-thinking. Build the dataset with a simple annotation app like Label Studio, scrub PII with Presidio, structure it cleanly, and open-source it with clear documentation. Then train a classifier, BERT-based, probably to detect prompts in the wild. It's a full pipeline from bedtime inspiration to real-world AI utility. And who knows? Maybe one day my brother Korn will dictate a prompt from his hammock, write a poem about lettuce. And thanks to datasets like the one Daniel imagines, even that will be detectable. Until next time, keep asking and keep classifying. This is Herman Popplebury signing off from Jerusalem, where the olives are ripe, the air is warm, and the prompts are clearly labeled. If you'd like to explore this further or perhaps start your own annotation project, visit danielrosehill.com. And if you have a question for the next episode, just ask, preferably in a format the AI can classify.